is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. It is great to be with you today. We're going to continue our exciting series on the fear factor, But first, we want you to know you can write to us with your prayer request, and we're going to have some beautiful music. I believe it's the Cathedrals today. Oh, what a Savior. That's one of my favorite songs. I know you're going to love that. Oh, what a Savior. Followed by today's segment, or portion, you might call it, part three, I believe it is, of the fear factor. Welcome to our worship service tonight. Here is the Cathedrals.
I want you to listen to one of the most powerful tenor singers I've ever heard to sing one of the most powerful songs I've ever heard. Oh, what a Savior.
He gave his life's blood for even me. Once I was straying in sin's dark valleys, and no hope within could I see. Oh, but they searched through heaven and they found a Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a Savior. Death's chilling waters. One of these days I'll be crossing. Oh, but then his hand, it will lead me, gonna lead me safe.
Did I?
Thank you, Lord.
You and me, His holy hand, they would hail.
Now listen, all of these things rightfully should scare men. I want to tell you something. What I just told you is true. I am by nature a coward, but I do these things, and I want to tell you why. I'm going to continue doing them. You know why? Because I have Jesus on my side. I have Jesus living with me in my heart all day long. When I go to sleep at night, Jesus is with me. When I wake up, Jesus is with me. And right now, while I'm talking to you here on the radio, my dear friends, Jesus is with me. That's why I do what I do. And I'll have to tell you this much. I don't fear, but I'm a very pitiful man, actually. If I didn't have Jesus, I'd be a little sniveling coward, writhing and moaning and rolling all over the floor, crying out, "Please, please don't hurt me, Mr. Big Brother." I am naturally not a brave, courageous hero, but God has caused me through His power to do exploits. And you know, that's what it says in the book of Daniel. Oh, the last day's beast is going to do much evil, but it says God's people shall instruct many and shall do exploits. What's an exploit? Heroic achievement. Heroic acts. God's people shall instruct many and shall do exploits, the prophet Daniel said. You know, I may be a coward, but through Jesus Christ, I'm a Daniel in the lion's den. I may personally be afraid if I only had my own guts to buck me up, but I have Jesus. I'm not afraid at all. Suddenly I have become a lion. Suddenly I've become a hero. He said, yeah, well, Tex, if they ever come and handcuff you and take you away, what's going to happen then? Are you still going to be a hero then? Yes, I will. He said, boy, you're being prideful. No, listen to me, friends. I am going to be a hero even if they come with handcuffs. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm not going to depend on myself. I'm going to say, Lord Jesus, take over. Help me. And He will. Did you know that Jesus said they will arrest us? They will take us away, many of us. They'll beat us, stone us, and they'll take you before the judges, before the magistrates. And you know the wonderful thing I liked about it? Jesus says, don't even worry about what you're going to say there before those judges. The Holy Ghost will do your talking for you. I haven't got any prepared text if they come and arrest me on some hokey, trumped-up charges. When they come and get me and take me before the magistrate, I don't have a script prepared. But I trust God. And I know I'm going to say whatever He puts in my mouth. I'm going to be a witness for Him. You know, one of the verses that I've read and I've loved so much is in Revelation. Talks of the saints of God in the last days. They loved not their lives unto the deaths. They loved not their lives unto the deaths. They overcame. How? Because they were so strong. Because they took Dale Carnegie courses on how to
win friends and influence people? No. Did they, are all of God's saints graduates of some Green Beret special training course? Have they gone to survivor school? No. They overcame, the Bible says, by the power of the blood of the Lamb and by the power of their testimony. Friends, all I have to do is tell what God has done for me. All I have to do is tell the truth that the Holy Ghost puts in my mouth. I will do exploits. I will instruct many. And I don't have to be afraid. And I'm not afraid. In and of myself, I would be a coward. But I have Jesus. And if you have Jesus, you should be the same way. There is no fear of the world or of what men might do. The Bible says something very interesting. It says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Wow. I've thought a lot about that. I've mentioned this before. I don't mean to be redundant, but it really struck me at the time. I don't know why I never thought of it. Maybe I'm just not as clever as some people. But my good friend David Benoit, he has exposed a lot of devilish things. He's an evangelist. But Dave and I were talking one time, and he said, "Hey, Tex, isn't fear of God the beginning of wisdom?" I said, "Absolutely." He said, "Well, then what is the fear of Satan?" And I said, "The fear of Satan?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, you tell me." I knew he always is a jokester, and he always has, you know, he always keeps me laughing, and he's a great Cajun fella from Louisiana. He says, "Well, if you know how the devil turns everything around, like to reverse things?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, if the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, then isn't the fear of Satan or the fear of the devil the beginning of stupidity?" And I laughed. I said, "You know, you're right. It is the beginning of stupidity, but you're going to get a lot more stupid. That's just the beginning. The more you fear Satan, the dumber and dumber you're going to get." And he and I had a big laugh over that. But you know, it was true. It was true. In the second epistle of Paul, the apostle to Timothy, verse 7, it says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear." You see, fear is a spirit. It's not just an emotion. I believe that there are really devils that stir up, that rouse within people fear. I do believe that. There are fear spirits. There's a spirit that's unleashed in people. Now, not everyone that has fear in their hearts is possessed by devils. I'm not saying that, but I do believe there are certain devils that are specialists. They're specialists in fear. They've been taught in hell how to scare people, how to cause people to become fearful. When you become fearful, you don't have a sound mind anymore. You get confused. If things become chaotic, then the devil rushes in and puts his own type of order, order out of chaos, ordo ab chao. And a person who is fearful not only has no type of sound mind, is confused, his mind is splintered into pieces, then he has no power. He has no power to accomplish his life work. He has no power to escape this fear. His power is taken away. He becomes a coward, and he must be a coward because he doesn't have a mind. He can't think straight, or she can't think straight. They're confused, and they become weak and helpless and pitiful. God has not given us, Paul said, a spirit of fear, but he has given us power and a spirit of love and of a sound mind. You know, another thing that Paul said is that perfect love casteth out fear. Isn't that an amazing thing? When you love God with all your heart, That love itself will cast out fear. What a power love is. Love casts out fear. Isn't that an amazing thing? Now, remember the Bible says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Ah, but now we have the completion. Oh, yes, my friends. There's the full counsel, the whole counsel of God. Fear God, but love God. And if you love God, it casts out the fear. So, well, how can it be? Well, friends, there again, God is a contrarian. He doesn't do the things that you and I do. But in your love for God, you will not fear him. Because, listen to me now, the love will take preeminence. You say, but now, Tex, you've got to fear God. Of course you're still fearing God, but you love him so fiercely that you don't fear him in the human sense anymore. You're not scared of him. He draws you to him, and you want to be with God. You want to commune with him. I think it has to be said that every Christian has as their fondest desire someday to go to heaven and just to hug Jesus, just to love Jesus and be loved by Jesus. You just say, I just want to love. I just want to love Jesus. I believe that is built in you as a new creature. Now, if you feared him the way people fear other people, you'd try to hide from him. You wouldn't want to be near his face. You'd say, oh my goodness, it's God. I better run and hide. That's not what Christians feel at all. What begins with fear ends with love. So the love and the fear are joined together as one in an all-consuming love. People can't understand that. How can you combine fear and love? I don't know how you can do it. I just know God does it. Fear God, the beginning of wisdom. Fear God, fear the devil, the beginning of stupidity, and it's only the beginning. Also, like what Paul said in the book of Hebrews, or the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5 and 6, it says, for he, that is Jesus, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So, verse 6 says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. Did you get that? Woo! That's powerful, isn't it? The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You see, that's why Tex Mars has no fear of the government or the IRS or the FBI or Big Brother or a terrorist attack or Jews and Masons and occultists who have threatened me. I don't care. They are wasting their time. I sleep good at night. I'm not always looking at the door and say, oh, woe is me. They're going to come in and get me. I'm not looking after the black helicopters. I'm not paranoid with fear, no. I'm not paralyzed with fear. Why? Because the Lord is my helper. I know without the Lord, I'm toast. I'm a goner. And you know, God can teach you lessons on that. I've given my testimony before. There have only been a few times in my life when devils manifested to me and attempted to scare me. And the very first time that ever happened to me, when those devils gathered around, I've testified right here on the radio about that. That incredible night when those devils came, literally manifested to me. And the chief of the devils said to me, he said, we are going to hurt you if you write this book. It was a book I was writing called Dark Secrets of the New Age. And that devil said to me, and he had fire all around him, he said, we are going to hurt you if you write that book. And then he said, and we know how to hurt you. Now, I'm not going to tell you what he meant, but I know he told the truth. He didn't know how to hurt me. And he didn't mean physically either. He knew how to hurt me. And I felt it deep in my bones. But thank God, if I had been a mere man, now do you understand that? Listen, I'm not giving myself any more pride now. I'm just talking about being a man. If I had been a mere man without Jesus Christ inside my heart, I would have been paralyzed with fear. But I'll tell you something. You know what came out of my mouth? Something that I know I didn't say. I didn't think. It was an instantaneous response. I told that devil and the devils around him, I said, you have no power over me. I belong to Jesus Christ. Depart, leave me alone in the name of Jesus. And I mean to tell you, poof, presto, they left. I didn't think of that. I didn't say the words. It was the Holy Ghost through me. Think of that, my friends. You have no power over me. I belong to Jesus. Leave me alone. In the name of Jesus, depart from me. And they did. They left. And I'll tell you, that night I slept like a baby. I got up the next morning. I must have written 5,000 more words for my book. I was more determined than ever to write that book. I knew if the devils of hell didn't want that book out, God wanted it. And I'll tell you one thing, my friends. That book became a national number one Christian bestseller. And it has touched the lives of hundreds of thousands of people, Dark Secrets of the New Age. A book that I was inspired to write by God. It's not the Bible. I'm not saying it is. And listen to me. By myself, I could not have withstood those devils. But through Jesus, through the power of God.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.